got a couple came in.
Greetings.
Yes.
Bill and Lisa. We're here.
Bill and Lisa, good. That was Patrick just came in behind you. Let me get a signature on this. It's 7:45, April the 10th, 2011. That's so we can tell them apart.
Oh, here it is.
Hey, guys, we're going to have to go on mute because we're sitting outside and the dogs are going to bark at any second, so okay?
Okay, go ahead. Hello.
Chival here.
Okay. Bill, Lisa, and Patrick are in at the moment.
Little Dave's here too, sir.
Okay.
Swap seats.
We are having a bit of fun today.
How's that?
Well, I have been cussing this computer all day, and since since I really have decided that my best hammer should not be wasted on it, Yeah, I found a couple of glitches in my computer desk, and I'm about ready to go buy me a cheap hammer to work on it with.
Oh, you shouldn't do that.
Oh, I can't imagine why not. I mean, just look at what will happen if I buy one cheap hammer.
You might break the hammer.
Well, yes, but look at all the people I'll be able to put to work for their pittance that had to make that hammer. Boy, I don't know what... designers had in mind when they made Windows 7. They had to be laying awake nights thinking up ways to jackass.
They probably sat up all night, smoked pot, and then put the damn thing together and said, okay, it's done.
Yeah.
That's what Microsoft does.
Oh, yeah. When they came out with 95, they let the victims do their research for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many people chucked it. I did, and went back to 3.1. I never did put 95 in. Much later, I did get 98, but I never did put 95 on a machine. Jesus Christ, what a mess.
I had 98. I don't remember having 95. And if I did, it's somewhere around here, and I don't remember where I put it.
Yeah.
But I went from 95 to XT. And it's been that way ever since.
Yeah, I had 2,000 for a while. 2,000 was pretty stable, but it had more monuments to a hooked nose and a Mount of Olives, too. Of course, Bill Gates seemed to excel at that. Hello.
Buck, Ernie here.
Oh, hi, Ernie. Patrick, Bill, and Lisa are both in. Patrick, me and you, Dave Schipple, little Dave.
Okie doke, thank you.
Oh.
Hello.
Gerald's in.
Oh, hi, buddy. How's things in Arizona?
Chilly.
Yeah.
Good. That's what I want to hear.
Well, we've got a few
in. How come it's so cold, Gerald? What did you do?
I didn't do nothing.
Yeah, right.
You can tell by the way he's patting his paws, he's perfectly innocent.
Yeah, right.
I'm just enjoying the work of others.
I mean, you haven't done any damage this week?
Surprisingly, no. It's been an off week.
Did you manage to get any of that rain we were threatened with?
Oh, yeah. It rained pretty much about 10 or 12 hours yesterday. But it was just a real nice light rain. I doubt we got a half an inch out of it, but it was pretty much about 12 hours worth probably.
Well, by the time it got here, I've seen more water used in sprinkling a shirt to iron it than we got. Hello, somebody came in.
Yeah, Diane and Shilone are in.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Bill and Lisa are in. Dave and little Dave. Gerald and Patrick. Ernie.
Have you already started recording?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll get it from you when we're done.
Okay. Hello.
It's Pete.
We're getting there. Your other half and Diane, Patrick, Ernie, Dave and Dave, Bill and Lisa.
Very good. Hi, everybody.
Hi, honey.
Hi, honey.
Let me tell you, this crew has got to quit meeting like this. And of course, Gerald was in. I was in the
Hello.
Process of talking with him about the weather out there. He got all the rain. We didn't get any of it.
Yeah, he got all his wind, huh?
Yeah.
Go on mute.
Okay. But we still got some high level wind here. Looks like we're running about, the bottom of it's about 75 feet up, something like that. Hello.
Good day.
Ah, well, we're waiting for Coco and Rosie. Everybody else is in, but Eric, he should be in. I'm going to try to be. I talked to him today.
Hey, Kitty.
Yeah.
I apologize to you. It's only Pinellas County that does not have potassium in the fertilizer.
Okay.
My original, you know, story was that I thought it was everywhere, according to what I heard. But it isn't. It's only Pinellas County.
Is it, what is it, city ordinance or county ordinance outlawing it? Because there's all formulas for fertilizer.
Yeah, I know.
You may be looking at one brand or one...
No, it's all across the board in Pinellas County. When you normally look at a fertilizer bag, it'll say 333 or 666 or 624 or something like that.
Right.
The first number is zero, which is potassium.
No, no. First number is nitrogen.
Nitrogen?
Yeah.
Well, I'll put that one back up again.
It's NPK. That is the order of every time, every brand, every kind, no matter what the numbers are. Nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium.
Okay.
And they work in the order of nitrogen feeds the leaves.
Right.
Phosphorus feeds the blooms.
Right.
Potassium feeds the roots. So it's leaves, flowers, roots.
Right.
And every fertilizer... is going to have some kind of nitrogen unless you're specific targeting bloom feed.
Right.
Would be the middle number.
Call it
superphosphate or triple superphosphate. You might as well not even feed if you don't have nitrogen. So is there some kind of an overabundance of nitrogen in the soil? But Pinellas County, if you don't have that... You don't need to feed anything.
I apologize. It's potassium. No potassium.
Okay, that's the bottom number. That's the third number.
Correct.
And what is it, outlawed?
In Pinellas County only.
Why? Well,
hitters, recrimitis.
Yeah.
Okay, well... Whatever.
I could see the phosphate being outlawed because that's outlawed in a number of jurisdictions due to runoff into lakes and that kind of a thing. But potassium doesn't make any sense at all.
No, it sure doesn't. And the phosphorus. I don't necessarily know as though it's in the same category of phosphates that the kind you're talking about are detergents bonded to other things. Phosphorus in a fertilizer is, unless they were manipulating seed control.
Hello.
It has to do with potassium in the body.
Hold on. Hello, hello.
Rosie in.
Somebody else came in.
This is Ernie.
Huh?
I'm here.
No, Ernie was already in.
Ernie?
Hey.
Ernie, is that you? Ernie Quarles?
That's me.
Oh, that Ernie.
Where in the world are you, Ernie Quarles? This is Shiloh.
I got you. How are you doing?
Well, I'm glad you could join. I'll have Bobby introduce everybody.
Okay.
Yep, we have a pretty good house full at the moment. Of course, we got Diane. I don't know whether you remember her or not, Ernie. She's one of our recording artists. And
I do, actually.
Yeah. Well, you'll be glad to know that she's sitting on number 37 in the top 40 right now with a new release.
Okay.
That's good news for everybody, really. It is 8 o'clock, so let's get the show on the road. That's the first part of the good news. And she's moved up from 40 to 37 over the last week. Beautiful. Next thing, while most of you are out running around and doing all those great things, we've been a little bit on the busy side here. We have a new book in print. We had to buy distribution through Amazon for it. And it's called The Akurian Metaphysician's Handbook. And this is Volume 1. And that's the only way we're going to name them is by volumes. And then put the cover data on them. We have this one done, and we have copies of it. The first one we ran, we did in color. Hello.
Hi, Coco's in. I'm going on mute.
Okay, dear. And we have a few pictures in it, some of our emblems and so forth. And the thing primarily is the preparation and the audience that we got into from 2009 really raises a lot of hell. But that is only one thing. And now that's just part of the process that we've got to get ourselves into because of the nature of the beast. Everybody is now a little bit upset that things are working the way they are, and especially over the seven parts of the final sign of the fall of the United States. I'm getting a lot of flack from liberal media because we've hit some of them this afternoon. I'm already getting backfire from that, which means we're doing it right when you consider the source. Now, we also have a YouTube video that will be up on that as soon as we put the music track in it and post it. It's the only parts left. That'll be done probably within the next day or so. We want you to be up on that. If anybody has any questions about the seven parts of the final sign, let me know now. Because this, you have to have this clear in your mind, or when somebody asks you about it or us, you're going to stick your foot in it. If you've got a copy of the AED, it's on page 117. Paragraph starts at 2043. And it reads like a blueprint for where we are right now. Are there any questions about that? Okay.
Yes, do we need to buy those books from Amazon?
Pardon?
Are the books up on Amazon right now?
The new volume will be. We've already got some copies of it printed and in. We just hadn't get the final post on it yet. We're doing things one at a time and doing them in order. And it's as you know, it's a hell of a time-consuming job. Having put up that series of your own, you got some idea what a hair puller is about.
Oh, yes.
And especially when I got a computer that reminds me of sometimes if it wasn't designed by Marx. But
or designed by Mattel?
Right, you know. And
the book is beautiful, by the way.
Yeah, we did it, like I said, we did it in full color. The words of the Most High are in red. The archangels and what have you are in a sort of a royal purple. Mine is straight up in blue. And there are some photographs in it. We did a real nice number on book one of necessity. And we have book two ready to go or about ready. I think we just got to do a final proof on it and get the cover set, and it's ready to go. And I'm cleaning up book three. So in case you're wondering what in the hell I've been doing, that's what, so that we can get what we do, why we do it, who we do it for, etc., out and running. Now, the impact of these seven parts of the final sign is absolutely devastating to the liberal media. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of people, but that's the way it is. Now, the worst part, I should say, about the whole damn thing is that we need everybody's support. Everybody's a part of this thing, whether we like it or not. Most of us have had a copy of this thing in our hands for a couple of years at least. We printed this book in, what, 2008, wasn't it, Kitty?
You're talking which book? The AED?
Yeah, the AED.
Oh, it was 07. Or it might have been early spring 08.
Something
pretty
like
sure
that.
It was 07, because I moved out in 08. And it was printed for the campaign. We were using it metaphysically for the primaries and the, you know, all that stuff for the vote.
Yep, we were pounding the living hell out of it then. So if you don't have it figured out yet that we're playing in the real world, I want you to take the time and listen to this. Kitty, do you have a copy of it up? Seven parts of the final sign?
No, but I can get it in a few seconds.
Okay. I want everybody to pay attention to this, and especially part the third. It is an absolute mind blower, and we got this in April of 1965. That's back a few days.
Okay. Bobby, I have it up.
I'm looking at the book.
The verse you want, if you're looking at it online, chapter 17, page 117.
Yeah, I've got the book. It's open to the page. But did you want me to read something?
Yes, I do.
Which one? All of it?
Yeah, just start at 2043 and listen to this all the way through. It's only seven verses.
Seven paragraphs?
Yeah. 2043.
Okay. Beware, my son, for this evil and polluted generation of fools shall seek a sign of their impending enslavement. And a sign shall be given it, a sign which to any prudent mind shall be sufficient, but a sign which the degenerate and the damned shall ignore. Part the first. When you shall see the economy of the house of Joseph filled to overflowing with unpayable debt, though the strength of the people to produce shall yet exist. Part the second. And you shall see the institution of even greater burdens of debt inflicted upon the whole of the land under the disguise of crime prevention, though all the facts and figures expounded thereof are but lies upon lies to seduce the people into enslavement. Part the third, and you shall see the institution of even greater burdens of debt inflicted upon the whole of the land under the disguise that all shall share the goodness of health, citizen, friend, intruder, and enemy alike.
Now listen to that. Read that one more time.
Part the third. And you shall see the institution of even greater burdens of debt inflicted upon the whole of the land under the disguise that all shall share the goodness of health, citizen, friend, intruder, and enemy alike.
Does that sound like the old Obamacare plan to you?
Sounds like a health care plan to me.
If that isn't an absolute bullseye, I don't know what in the hell you would need. Go ahead, Kitty.
All right. Part the fourth. And when you shall see the head of that great harlot of Babylon at Rome support the very immoralities that great pagan religion shall repeatedly condemn, though that very priesthood shall be known to all as dedicated participants of those very immoralities, even unto the highest offices. Part the fifth. And when you shall see the legislated enslavement of the innocent in full disguise of legislated improvements in the high chambers, in the courts, in the marketplaces, in the schools, in the streets, and in the homes, and wheresoever the innocents must needs be gathered. Part the sixth. And when you shall see the enactments into the law of the land, the deprivation of the innocents and the producers, and the loosening of the degenerates and the parasites under all manner of disguises of reputed justice where there is no justice but to the degenerates and the parasites, and part the seventh, when you shall see all these vile and disgusting atrocities glorified and endorsed by the media and the traitors and the manipulators, for there shall be none other expound and endorse them, know that the great enslavement is at the very gate and can only be defeated by violence and by fire.
Are there any questions?
Yes, I have a question. By fire, is that Shiloh?
No.
Okay.
That's
it
violence.
It might be Shalom, though.
Yeah, right. Fire is a term that is used for war. It's interchangeable sometimes and angelic, the term for fire, as it is in our own terminology sometimes. You talk about people in combat, we'll say they're under fire. Well, somebody is shooting at them or firing at them. It's not a case of a bonfire or a flame under a cooking pot, but it's a fire nevertheless. And that is happening, and it's happening right now. We're getting to that point. They tried to set off this false flag thing over in Arizona when they shot Giffords. That was a setup, and a hell of a setup, but it backfired. When the shooting happened, and they were tracking this guy because he got away from them a little bit, and they called for 911 assistance, they were already on the scene. Everybody that you would call for a shooting incident, ambulances, SWAT teams, everybody was already there. The only way they could have already been there is that they knew this goddamn thing was going to happen. They just didn't know where he was going to trigger. But this idiot that they've got now and made a big idiot out of him has been implanted, no question about it. And he doesn't even have a clue that he's nothing but a big patsy. Of course, they recruit these guys. They keep an eye on them. A lot of our money goes to keeping watch on them so they can be used for things like this. And here it is in our prophecies, exactly what's going to happen unless we, the Akurians, do something about it. Now, that's the case, okay? Our best hammer is the truth. The best hammer we have is the hardcore truth, whether they like it or not, is beside the point. We don't have to like it ourselves, but the truth is the truth. And our invocations of truth are bringing this stuff out of the woodwork, hand over fist, as it damn well should. Now, we're going to take care to make sure that we follow Rahm Emanuel's advice. He said, never let a crisis go to waste. Well, we're not going to let it go to waste either, and we're not going to let this one go to waste, even though ours is not a crisis. Ours is a matter of hard, cold truth, and we're going to make damn sure the world knows it. Are there any questions about that? Okay. Now, our business plan is simple. We're going to put out scads of news about this. We're just going to pound the unmitigated hell out of it, because nobody can run from it. Even we can't run from it. But we have a chance, if we move now and stay on target now, to do a couple of things. One is to take this election coming up and rip the bastards out of it early. Get rid of them in the primaries. We won't get them all. Okay, fine. We'll take the bastards prisoners. And, of course, the Koreans don't keep prisoners. We consider them disposables. So even though they get in office, that doesn't mean they can't be disposed of. We're going to be raising hell to get all of our people to make their state legislatures, even if it's necessary for them to hold special sessions, to enact laws in their states for the purpose of recall, because a lot of states do not have such provision. This state doesn't. New Mexico has no provision. You really have to catch somebody and get criminal and everything else on him so he resigns. But he doesn't have to resign. You have to. There's no provision to recall a senator, for instance. And we need the state legislatures to do that. So we're going to be about that point. When people start calling us, say, what do we do? The first thing you do is start thinking instead of mental blundering. You get off the praise Jesus poppycock and get your land together, or you're not going to have freedom of religion or anything else. You're in a political war. And this is what you're going to do. And the first thing, we want recall. We do not have to go along with either party, Republican, Democrat, or any of the organized parties at all. Nor do we necessarily have to support the Tea Party. They have more going for us than anything else because we brought them out of the woodwork. Most of them don't know that, wouldn't believe it if we told them, but it's true. And we can document it. But that sends them off on an argument we don't want. They want a hard following agenda that doesn't bounce, that has delivery. And we tell them that they're going to have to do two things right off the top. One, they're going to have to get politically cognizant and quit buying into all the socialist poppycock of the media. That's number one. They're going to have to educate themselves to quit being politically naive like the Ron Paulers were and got creamed royally. Second thing they're going to have to do is get politically active whether they like it or not, and not on the terms of their Jesus or non-Jesus. Politics has nothing to do with the way someone runs a church. But if you don't handle the politics, you're going to have someone telling you that you can't even have a church. And that's the one that will sting them. That's where we have got to go with this. And we have to do it from a business point of view. We can't just do it because we're knowers. We can't do it because we take things apart that no one else can touch. We target a given entity of any kind, and we can do severe reversals on them. And this is what we've got to do. We've had this prophecy all this time sitting there, and now it's happening. And this is the first time in recorded history, or the history of mankind at large, I guess, where a prophecy was coming true and the whole world could watch it happen as it's happening and do something about it. The whole world can get in on this. Never before was that possible. When Isaiah was raising hell with the priests and the kings and everybody else in Israel, he, getting a printed copy of what he said was a nightmare. He had to go talk to these people. Some people listened to him and take notes. But most of them tried to kill him, and he had to talk to a village here and a village there and a village yonder all over the land itself. Today, we can put the whole planet on notice literally in microseconds. And we're going to do that. That's what we're about. That is going to raise one hell of a firestorm. As a matter of fact, I've already gotten one email back in from a local station here, KOB. I want to read this and give you an idea of what they're thinking and why they are thinking it. Let me get down here to it and pull it up. Okay. Rudolph Brooks at KOB. He said, please remove us from your mailing list because this is some straight-up crazy nonsense that is definitely not newsworthy. I wonder if he knows that he's mentioned in part the first, where it said, even before we started giving parts the first, actually, and a sign shall be given it, a sign to which any prudent mind shall be sufficient, but a sign to which the degenerate and the damned shall ignore. I'm glad he's mentioned it and doesn't know it. But these are what we're getting back from some of the media. But so far, we sent out 400 and some altogether, about 425 or 30, one way or another. And this is the only response we've got back in a negative yet. So we are making our headway. Now, what we have to do, we have all of these other irons in the fire, and we cannot let the fire go out under any one of them. We can't let it go out under the AED. That's our prime source of information. We can't let it go out under the metaphysician's handbooks, because that's the books that just get down and teach spiritual, metaphysical truth. And we have this one as a firestorm in the middle of one of the most volatile elections anyone's ever seen. If you think the last one was a hellraiser, wait till this one gets cranked up. Because you have the radiation factor that is going to be a major part in it. And not just from the Japanese meltdowns. The lies they told about that are off the scale, but that was Japanese politicians lying by being directed by American manipulators, or kaiju manipulators, take your choice. Now, you still got the psychopaths. You got North Korea. You got this idiot in Iran. And you got bin Laden running loose somewhere. Now, you give any of those a free license or show the slightest bit of weakness, and they're going to strike. So we got to keep them corralled while we're at it. But we've got to wake up the world. We can't wake up the rest of the world till we get America's head out of its ass. And there's seven parts of the final sign of the fall of the United States. Is the biggest hammer that's hit, and it's hit right now. We're in it, and we're going to stay in it. We're going to have some questions and answers here a bit. I have a note that, Diane, you had something to add to this?
Well, basically, I just wanted to say that, you know, I'm not sure how much read everybody's been doing, but I live next to Bobby for the most part, and I see his ups and downs. And I don't know that everybody's really tuning into the fine details. I don't know how much everybody else was taken aside by what has happened with the book coming out and really didn't have a read on that. I think what this is all leading up to is we need to figure out how we can be tighter and better and pieces of the puzzle as a team. And I think that's something we've definitely been needing and hopefully working on. And, of course, you kind of took the thunder out of telling about the book. But it's amazing. It's a beautiful book, and I can't wait for the next two. But we need to be on the same page. Our read needs to be tighter. And, you know, Bobby, we don't have Bobby. We're going to have him forever. He can't keep doing this. And it's just a reminder to all of us, get our heads out of our asses. This is serious stuff. Thanks, Bobby.
You're welcome.
And I can add to that.
Go ahead, Shiloh.
Okay. First of all, this is something that everybody needs to really get very thoroughly down inside themselves deep. If this prophecy about this whole seven signs isn't proof enough, since we've had it for several years, even before we had the copy of the AED itself, it's been online forever, and for those of us that have been around for a long time, we've had it for as long as there is to have it. If it's not good enough, we need everybody to either get their shit together or turn in their brain, because we can't afford the pussy around any longer. Bobby is correct. This is the first time in the history of the earth that everybody has the opportunity to see a prophecy being fulfilled right before their eyes, and they can if we have our heads about us to get it done. The thing about it is that because of the difficulties, as Diane has been explaining, I have been unable to write the business plan to get this thing all done, because I would need the support from people who know this stuff, would be about their business of communicating this stuff, so that when people have the flood of questions about the AED itself, they're capable of answering the questions, and we don't have the check, so that we can get the goddamn thing done. This thing, when people will start coming in with questions, and I know a few of you have spent some time answering these questions or dealing with a response of some kind towards this particular end. The fact of the matter is that how many of those do you think that Bobby and I can do? We're going to need some support from some of you guys to go ahead and get it done. But in the meantime, I'm not talking about doing it with nothing at the other end result. The anointed, the elect, and the damned, if anybody wants to do their own research, you can find the millions of copies of the Quran and the Bible are sold every year. And the anointed, the elect, and the damned has the potential to sell more than both of those two books combined, which means if that is the case and that is the truth, we could put the business plan to get together and get everybody who is here in this audience right now to be on staff with a well-paying job. But if we're at odds with one another over some of these issues, how in the hell can we get it done? And we're back to the prophecy. The prophecy is fulfilling right before our eyes, too. Anyway, that's about all I've got to say, but it's been extremely frustrating and agonizing, because some of the other stuff that while Bobby and I have been putting the book together, and make no mistake, it's a gorgeous book. It's in full color. It's well done, for the words of the Most High are in red. The words of the seraphim and so forth, they're in a different color. It's not a cheap book to do, but it needed to be done because of the nature of that audience, and we're all familiar with the audience of February 2009. Nevertheless, people are going to ask questions about it, and we need the support from some of you to go ahead and deal with that fallout. Anyway, that's about all I've got to say.
Okay.
For the moment, anyway.
For the moment, yes. Okay. Now.
Bobby, I have a question.
Yes.
Shilone, how do we help you with the fallout? Because they're going to be sending emails to you and to Bobby. They're going to be calling you and Bobby.
And Patrick, I'm really glad you asked that question, because we're going to be getting some of this information together with you specifically so that you can facilitate some of the posting in other places. And when you do, we're going to get real tight and how to deal with that fallout.
Okay.
But Patrick, I'll get with you and everybody else who is in the position of being able to engage along these lines. We'll take the time and go over it, because it's going to be intense.
Okay. I have one more. I have a suggestion. Excuse me. On this business plan, has it been started at least, or do we have an outline?
I've had the outline for some time, but plugging it in, I've always run into one problem.
Okay.
The one problem is when it comes back to dealing with the fallout of the questions and stuff, much like we've exchanged when I sent copies of emails to everybody so that they could know a response. Sometimes it was just a response because of something that I saw, and sometimes it was on occasion it did include their question and the response, and we got all manner of problem with respect to that. But those questions that people come up with are very real. And when everybody was here together, when Kitty lived here and Jean Marie was next door, I encouraged everybody to start learning how to answer these questions in a 15-minute mark, because some of them can take longer than that.
Yeah, and we've got to be on the...
It was met with resistance after resistance.
Yeah.
But what it's cost us is a lot of time. What it's cost us is sales of the book. What it's cost us is this prophecy fulfilling, and we're not going to like the result if we don't do something about it.
Right. And the thing is, we have to recruit by example, point one. But when we have new people come in and approach us, we have to all be on the same page of what we would tell them, because we have to accept them who they are and where they are at the time. We can't just tell them, get on your knees and praise Jesus until you know you're saved. You know, that's horseshit. Somebody has got a problem, regardless of what it is, that's uppermost in their mind, and that's where their energy is and their concern is. We have to find out what that is from them, and they'll probably tell us, but not always, and then work them from there through that thing and show them that there is a way that they can handle these things, prevent a lot of them, and go from there as an example themselves. That's how we get people. That's the process that all the anointeds have had to use. You take people from where they are. The example, I think, in Emmanuel's case was when he saw Peter and some of them in their... They were fishing, and they were just landed with a boat of fish and what have you. He said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Well, that conversation was a hell of a lot longer than that. But nevertheless, that's what he did by example, because they watched him do healings and everything else. That is the nature of that beast. That's where we are. Now, the fact that these words came out of the mouth of the Most High did not weld them in steel if we're about it. What the prophets did was warn people. That's what we're doing. We're issuing a global warning. See, here you are. If paragraph 3 isn't a description of Obamacare from top to bottom, I'd like to know what in the hell you would call it. And they can't fight that one. And that's just one. But that one is 11 on the Richter scale. This last Congress, the 111th, and this new almost president that we've got, squandered the first 2 years in office and the entire administration of that Congress trying to pass health care. All it is legislated communism. It didn't provide for one doctor, but it did provide for 16,000 IRS agents to enforce the fact that you could be arrested and fined if you didn't buy their insurance. But then they wanted to provide the same insurance free to the citizens, to our friends, just for the hell of it, to the intruder. Guess who that is? An enemy alike. What does it take for any prudent mind to read that and recognize that that is Obamacare and all that socialized horse shit from top to bottom? If anybody can't see that one clear enough, just from what little news we did get about it, because it had, what, 2,000-some pages to that friggin' bill? God only knows how many supplemental pages it referred to. But that is an absolute zero. And we've had it. All of us have had copies of that thing in our hands for years. This is not something new. And now it's happening. We just went through that phase. And the great harlot of Babylon at Rome support the very immoralities that a great pagan religion shall reputedly condemn. Let's start with Pope John Paul when he went to Oklahoma to support the gay rights bill. Of course, they wheedled around that one. And now the great harlot at Babylon wants to okay gay marriages. And, of course, they are now saying that it's possible there's such a thing as an extraterrestrial. And we have an ambassador at the United Nations for, when they say, take me as your leader, this is a dizzy dunce that they're supposed to collect and get him and take him to what leader? We don't have one on the planet right now in political office. We heard Jack Kemp say one time that if there was aliens landed and said, take me to your leader, talking about the leader of the world, they would have to take that alien to Ronald Reagan. But we don't have a Ronald Reagan anymore. Fact is, if they have to take him to the world leader, they got to bring him to Daddy. The Most High himself said so. Now, we have to educate a very dense and programmed bunch of people. And we have to do it by our example. And we have to do it intelligently by meeting these people wherever they are and working them through that mess that they're in. Because if they weren't in enough pain and misery, they wouldn't be looking for us at all. If you'll notice all the great headlines of the world about come and see this, that movie, or this artist, or how great this disaster is, that Lohan is going to have to go to jail or something, you know, all that poppycock. You'll notice that we're conspicuous by our absence, but we're not going to be. This one is a hammer. and we're going to hammer the living hell out of it. And we're going to do it like a business because somebody has to come home. It is only a matter of time. Very little time at that. So we have to be prepared. But the people of the world are going to be looking at the AED and they're going to ask somebody with a microphone or a cell phone or whatever in your face, well, why, if that book is so great, why did you have to self-publish? It's a valid question. But let me give you the answer. And I don't want any mealy-mouthing. This is the answer you give them. Because we talked to all the cack Jew publishers and they turned it down. Some of them wouldn't talk to us to start with. But we contacted every major book publisher in the United States. Some in Canada, some in England, and if I'm not mistaken, two in Hong Kong. We made contact with every one of them, some on the European continent, but all of them in the United States where this should be handled, United States and England, we contacted every one of them. Most of them never even replied. Those that we talked to on the phone were not interested. Fine. So, who's running those things? Scratch the surface. You'll find a hook nose on the top of the pile every time. The term is cack Jew. And that's exactly what you use on them. Is that good diplomatic business? No, it isn't. But you're going to have to go in front of the old man and explain your mealy-mouthing, and you can't take a half-truth in front of him. So, calling him a cack Jew that's the truth, not nearly as bad as it would sound to other people, is it? And there's where we are. We are going to... Yes?
I was going to say, is it... Would it be just as politically incorrect to substitute hook-nosed bastard?
Probably. That one, that part wouldn't get printed or broadcast, but cack Jew will, because that, then they can use that one as an attack against us. Because if we're all saying cack Jew, they're going to term us to be racist. And the more they hammer the drum out there, the more people are thinking for themselves. Remember that. We are making people think for themselves because we're invoking that they know the truth and will only accept the truth. So let's get one theme that they don't have to separate. Cack Jew is the way to go.
Okay.
But that's the only reason why is because we don't want to divide these guys up. We're not giving them the whole dinner. We've given them one potato on the plate. And when they do that, you use the term cack Jew. The cack Jews turned it down.
Got it.
And it's not that you aren't right, but we can't give them a half a dozen different versions. I can't call them a Heeb and somebody else call them a Levy and all this kind of bullshit because that just clutters things. No.
Okay.
Use the same term. Because these guys are none too brilliant to start with. Media reminds me of the old days in radio where you would send out a record clearly marked for the A side. All you had to do was read the label. And radio, half of them would ask you, well, which side of this record do you want to play? Oh, of course, play the goddamn edge if at all possible. So we had to outsmart radio because they were that goddamn stupid. And we took the same song and pressed it in both sides of the record so there could be no mistake about it. Media is every bit as stupid. So, we don't give them that choice. Now, there are some logistic points that we're going to have to get into. Advertising, time. We've got to budget ourselves because, one, we don't have a hell of a lot of money. Two, we don't have a hell of a lot of time. Count all the noses around. You've got 168 hours in that week per. That's it. Well, I'm no different on that one. Now, let me start at the bottom of the pile, so to speak. And if you've got any comment or advice or something, I would like to have it to start with. We've got two that are the same rank, so we'll go ladies first. Coco, do you have a point you'd like to make for us?
The only point I would like to make is the example in setting in giving out the truth, to be the perfect example in front of the eyes of the Most High God.
Yes, there is.
This way we can attract and live the example, and to be patient with one another as brothers and sisters, and try to better one another so we can attract and become stronger and stronger and stronger, and not to find fault, but to make corrections and become better, so we can be a great light in attracting many. That's it, sir.
Okay, thank you. That's good advice. Gerald, I think you're the gentleman of that rank.
Not at this time, sir. I'm still absorbing everything.
Oh, okay. Not a problem at all. And up through the braid, we've heard from Diane. Diane, do you have anything to add?
I do, actually. I want to just kind of expound just a little bit on the team thing. And I use a lot of the Icarian principles when I manage at my job. And I seem to get thrown, they call me the trainer at work. They throw me what they think is the throwaways. And, you know, one of the things I'll do is I'll sit down with the person and find out who they are, where they're at, what they know, and what they can contribute that they do know that they can be feel good about. So I make sure that I figure out a way to implement their strong points into the team, and then I assign them that job. Of course, then I give them feedback to encourage them. And then I'll tell them what I'm going to do is, what would you like to learn? And then I'll ask them, you know, that I'm going to let them know I'm going to stretch them. I'm going to teach them what they would like to learn. And somehow what I do is I take each member of my team, and I have two projects I'm doing, so I have a lot of people under me, and I fit them based on where they're at into this team, into my plan, to make it work. And it's just amazing the way the camaraderie, everybody working together, it's just, and everybody's feeding off of one another and encouraging one another, you know, they're sharing ideas, and the teamwork, it's really cool. I mean, they all come from different walks of life. Some of them are Native American, some of them are Hispanic, but they find a way to work together. And something I had said to you, Bobby, today, when we were talking about, is zero tolerance. Right now, we're in a time that there's zero tolerance for goofing off and not getting on task. There is no time left. You can't say to yourself, and I'm talking to myself as well, I can wait and contribute later. I need to offer what I have and the skills that I have now. And most of you know that I am very busy, right? And probably twice as busy as I was last year with my job. And now you've heard that I'm in the top 40. So, but with the time that I have, I put in what I can. And even if yours is a thimbleful or an oceanful, it's important that you contribute to this endeavor, because this is our livelihood, our earth, our people, and this is the end of the line, folks. There is zero tolerance for goofing off now. That's all I had to say, Bobby.
Well, you're right about that. And the thing is, if we can pull this thing the way we want it, we can blow holes in that great dark era between the 1st of December 2012 and the 1st of April 2013. We can do a whole lot of shifting in that one, but we've got to set our guns right now. We cannot just wait for the hell of it. Okay, Patrick, I think you're next, right?
I think so. What I'd like to say is when we come to our last meetings every night is to leave everything else at home except for intent. And the intent is in the invocation. And when we use the intent in the invocation, that backs up with determination. That also backs up the teamwork. So when we all go up together, we all come down together, and we blast the hell out of these motherfuckers, and that's the way it's supposed to go.
Well, you're right about that, and it does increase the amount of range to the artillery, doesn't it?
Sure do.
Okay.
That was well said.
Oh, thank you.
The Akurian Fury is gloating at the seams. Not everybody,
yes,
it is. Anybody can be bursting at the seams, but our Akurian Fury gloats at the seams. You may fire when ready, Brigadier Malone.
Okay, yeah, well, I guess I was talking away and I hit the mute button and it didn't unmute. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I was gloating at the seams. Patrick stole most of my thunder. I was going to talk about the nightly meetings being the one way on a regular basis that we have the opportunity to grow as a team, to touch each other as a team, and to work like the team that Diane's talking about. It's not necessarily the only way, but it is the way that we have at the moment for being together, and we've come a long way with it. Everybody having their turn at invoking, getting the feel for working the chant. How those balls work, watching the handprints, that was mainly what I was going to say, is that those nightly meetings are just as important for that reason as the as keeping up with the AED and keeping up with your with the new book and keeping up with the news, our handprints and the emails and all that other kind of thing. That is actually, that is the way that our spirituality is initially manifested. You know, that's the push behind everything else that we're doing.
Yes, it is.
Is knowing that we are a spirit with a body, not the other way around. And you know, living on the earth plane, folks tend to forget that.
Yeah, that's pretty easy to do.
So I would say, you know, to, make the blast meetings. Submit something, a good idea for an invocation. Learn how to write one. You know, putting something together that you know, step it up so that everybody's got a handle on how to write one, how to use one. Pursue the metaphysical knowledge, like studying with the archangels in the manner that you taught us, which is probably in the what volume 3. I don't know your layout is. It's first I've heard.
I don't know, but it's in one of them.
It was in one of those presentations that you made. So you know, those kind of things, and I avail myself, since I'm not really right there at the hub. But I do avail myself to answer any questions. I'm just about as familiar with the AED as anybody. You know, I can quote it here and there.
And I can certainly call up where a situation can apply. A lot better than I know the Bible, I'll admit that.
Welcome to the club.
Well, I'm in Leviticus 13 on writing my scroll, so that's not going to be the truth for very long. I'm going to know that too. So the blast, very important. Team building, as well as I guess the wind beneath our wings, for to coin a cliche, and make it quick.
Yes.
So I volunteer for helping with the questions as needed, but you got to let me know, refer them to me or something.
Okay, no problem.
And I'll also teach Acurians, teach new Acurians, anybody that wants to know, how to make a body of light, how to use it, any of the steps and phases, I'm available.
Yes, that's good to know, because we're going to have new students that are going to need that individually.
Well,
from where we're coming from, because we were there on day one, we do it with impunity. They wonder what in the hell language we're doing it in. So, yes, that's
enough. Well, there is a very simple process, and I volunteer for Acurian 101.
Okay, good. Rosalind, you're next in rank. What's up, honey?
Okay, first of all, I'd like to say that I see how everybody has been showing up at the meetings whenever they can, inputting whenever we're given assignments, and doing pretty much the best that we can. If we don't know that there's a need, then we can't answer that need. And if there is something that you want us to do more, as Bobby has done, gotten us together individually and say, can you do this or can you do that? And he has, or this, can you get together with so-and-so and do this? Or can you get together with so-and-so and do that? I like to acknowledge to everybody that, I do see that everybody has grown. Everybody is contributing. In as much as everybody has another life where you have to keep yourself fed, clothed, and a roof over your head, I just like to say that I see the growth of the group. I see everybody contributing, and I see that the only thing that is needed most of the time is just to ask or to say, can you do so-and-so? I have never had anybody or heard anybody say, no, I'm not going to do it. So if it's not being done, maybe it has not been asked.
Now, that's cool.
I see people in showing up at the blast. I see people doing invocations, willing. I've never asked anybody to do something, do an invocation. If they could, they do it. The computer's not working or something like that. So I just see that... And I wish that if there's something to be done, just ask us. We don't need to, we're all adults. We don't need to be chewed out. We all are trying to be a team. But in order to be a team, we're not together physically, so we have to communicate our needs over the phone, which is a limitation, I agree. But just ask, can you do so-and-so, or... how can we set this up so that you can help me answer these calls? I mean, there's somebody that's got a computer, that has the knowledge, and is willing to answer some of the emails. I don't see that would be any great problem for anybody, and nobody has demonstrated that. You know, it's just a matter of the priority being set and say, can you do it?
Yep.
I guess I really don't like the way it's been made to sound, is that everybody's not carrying their load. Or we are. We have our own load, and we're carrying whatever we can do and whatever we're asked and when we've been given assignments. So I just like to tell everybody that I see the improvements, I see the teamwork, and I see everybody helping. And I know that everybody will be more willing to help the more that needs to be done if it's presented in a way, in an organized way. This needs to be done. Can you help?
Yep. No question, honey. Now, except for senior generals that I will save for last, we've got one more to go. General Schippel, you got anything to put in this?
Yes, sir, I do. First of all, thank you for all the other input from everyone. From the bottom of my heart, both each and every individual. My comment has to do with the, let's see, the newest future newcomers, because I know we will not be able to do everyone, but for in the meantime, the newer newcomers, if, like for instance, if a newcomer was a mechanic, I would like to talk to them. If a newcomer was a nurse, I'm sure Rosie would like to, you know, talk with them to give them different pointers and this and that and so on and so forth, sir.
Well, we try to that as much as we possibly can, because you never quite know exactly what someone has got in their life at the moment, and whatever it is that's driving them, we've got to be about it and see if we can help to get them from where they are over to the rest of us. Yes.
Well, understood, but I just want to put my two cents in there too, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
And now let's start with our honored guest. We have some, because their advice is just as valuable as everybody else's. Ernie, I think you're senior on the guest list, so let's start with you. Got any good advice that you can give us, and especially about where we're going with this thing?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good advice so far, just in listening. I don't have really that much more to add, except that the best thing that I've learned is practice, practice, practice.
Mm-hmm.
To stay with the blast and also stay in communications. And I've tried my best to do that. And I think I've grown a lot in just being here so far. That was it.
Okay. Little Dave, have you got anything you can put in?
Not really, sir, but I'm just a learner. And I'm following y'all.
Okay.
And I appreciate it.
Okay. Now, before we get to our open guest, did I miss anyone? We've got two Ernies on tonight. Ernie Quarles, we've known for longer than we care to admit. From way back in the music days.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to have to... Did Lacon get a chance to get on behind you or something? Or on link with you?
I don't think so. I didn't hear him come in.
Yeah.
I don't think he's on.
He'll be ecstatic that Diana's in the top 40.
I know he will. I'm going to tell him tomorrow.
Yeah. If you will pass on that word for it.
What's the song?
Huh?
The song?
The song is called Tell Me.
Tell Me.
It's kind of a pop adult contemporary.
Okay.
Hey, Ernie. This is Shiloh. Go ahead and find Diane through my Facebook, and you can actually even hear it through there.
Oh, okay, cool. I will.
And if there is some sort of a problem, I'll see if I can friend you on that.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we have Bill and Lisa up in Oklahoma. And I tore my phone out of my ear. Bill, Lisa, do you have anything that you would like to contribute to our soiree here while we're at it?
Other than we're just here listening and learning. That's it.
Okay. Well, the doors are always open. If you've got a question or you've got an idea, please lay them on us. I don't have any problem with that at all. If you got to find out how to do something, you can call any one of us. We will be glad to walk you through it. We do it all the time, so everybody knows how. And if you want some very detailed instructions, at the moment at least, Kitty has the time, and the knowledge, and she can walk you through by details. She's also our oldest PK, so, and that's over 30 years. So we've been around a little while together. Now, with respect to what we're going to be doing, we are sending out a series of news releases, and we have a big list to go yet, about 140,000 names, somewhere in that vicinity, if I remember. And it's going to create a firestorm. The world's going to find out they're standing right in the middle of something that the old man knew about long before he told me, and that was 45 years ago. But about 5 years ago is when this thing started happening, really. And that's why we had to throw Bush out. And if you wonder why it looked like the government was broken, to quote Jack Cafferty at CNN, that's when it started. But that was a 40 years on the nose, so to speak, advance warning. Now, we can be as stupid as the Israelites were under Isaiah and get creamed. Or we can be about the business and prevent this whole thing. And it rests with the people on this phone tonight. It's our responsibility to do something about it. Whatever it is we can. To quote Roslyn, whatever it is we can do, we've got to do. Are there any questions?
Bobby, are Bill and Lisa still on?
Yeah, I didn't hear them hang up.
Because I was wanting to hear if they had any thoughts.
I just asked Bill, and he said they were just listening and learning.
And we're still here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I heard at least 6 beeps on the way out during the conversations.
We have a lot of guests. Some are invited. Some are not. There's about 3 strings that I know of that are not, but that's okay. Let them get an earful too while they're at it. And that brings us up to our senior officers. Pete, what have you got to put in our bucket for us?
Well, the only thing I have to add is just remember we do by example. And remember that, be an example. Be a good example.
That is excellent advice. Shailon, that brings us to you.
Well, I'm sure that one thing that I did want to do, since Lisa's still on board, for the rest of everybody, Lisa was very involved with Bobby and I when we wrote that business plan, and was very acquainted with the intensity that it took. And Ernie, you kind of knew a little bit about the intensity of that plan too, didn't you? Ernie Quarles, did you get lost? Oh well, I can go ahead and continue. Like Dave said, everybody did contribute some really very, very, very viable pieces of advice. And we do have many things to work through. Over the last not quite a year, we have gone through some very, very intense training. And some of that very intense training, it's also stuff that we're still growing up into. Even though we've had some pieces for a long time, you know, like air, fire, water, earth, Akasha, those things are been with us for a while. But with respect to some of the stuff that's occurred this particular year, and some of you I've talked to, and you know that these things are really big deals and big issues. We do have to work towards figuring out ways of thinking about the AED. And, you know, a lot of people have made movements and suggestions to me, like they're really kind of afraid, for the want of a better term, to get the AED to somebody or to refer them to the website to read the AED. Well, you know what? We need to refer them to the AED. It's available online. If they want to buy the book, they can buy the book. The bottom line of what I'm saying is that the AED, the prophecy, is just one and only one of the things that are fulfillments that we all know is true. If I'm not mistaken, Roslyn was one of the first ones that put it into a really beautiful example, that if she had a particular problem, and Roslyn, my apologies if I'm misquoting you, but she let the book fall, and the book would almost always fall in a place that there was an answer to a problem or her question. The thing that is a very important issue is everybody here has had enough of the experience with the AED that answering questions about the AED, much like the examples like Diane and I have done many times on some of these Hallelujah Halfwit sites, we need for everybody to really turn up their notches and be prepared. And there are ways of accommodating answers to those questions. There are ways, you know, there are ways that we can get them recorded, if, you know, that they're not really all that expensive to do. But what if we had an 800 number where we got people to call in? Who is prepared to answer those questions? What if we had a thing on the Anointed, the Elect, and the Damned.com where someone can be looking at the AED.com, and we have an exchange of people who are assigned to be available should somebody want to ask a question? You know, there are tools that when somebody is there, we can ask them, is there anything that you have a problem with? Who's prepared to answer those questions? You know, and how do we know that we're on the same page? I've asked everybody, if you write somebody, send a copy so we know where we are on the page. Because those things are going to be real important for even if two or three work together in a team. Diane and I have teamed up to write answers, and sometimes they're rough. Sometimes they've taken us over an hour to write. And that's all very important, because if we can get everybody to get this idea down cold, everybody that is here and participating with the Akurian agenda can and does have a skill that, if we know how it's going to work all together, we can get that plan written and finished and tightened up and do it. We can get everything we need. And Lisa can testify that Bobby and I have put together a brilliant plan.
I heard someone's
and
phone
so,
go.
You know, the part that's really a little bit difficult on my part too is that, you know, the AED is not something that we need to scream it down anybody. It should be a treasurable thing for people to come to. It's got the answers to the problems that are facing the planet. And if our example is one that is demonstrating hate and anger and anger addictions and below-the-line behavior, we're going to lose. And those are the very real concerns that I have. Now, something too that I think that we need to really figure out, like Kitty says, you know, we need to have other people open up for exchange. Because what's happening is, look at that, this particular way. Like Roslyn says, be asked. Well, Roslyn, we've all put it out there. to come up with ideas for some of these invocations. But you want to know something else, too, is that some of the dim-dim or glance sessions should also be filled with little things of individual and personal whatevers they need to be. Like, you know, like the airplane issue, or like yesterday, Pete and I were driving down the road, and visibility was appalling. It was like in a fog. And Pete says, I'm having a hard time seeing, and I moved the wind out of the way and all the dust that went with it. Didn't visibility improve, Pete?
Yes, it did.
Well, these things need to be a way of life, and what happens is that, you know, if we don't control situations, situations can control us. And you know what, it's like what Kitty says, we are people of power. We are taking control of everything. Well, everything means everything but? Well, certainly not. Everything means everything. Well, you know what? How to know if you're doing it right? This is why it's so contingent upon everybody having their own copy of Holy Law down, which is why we consistently encourage it, because that's how we're going to know it's all going to fit. Anyway, I guess I'm off my pedestal again. I did have one thing to say. Ernie Martin,
yeah.
Both Diane and I busted a gut when you commented. It was a good comment. Thank you.
Thank you.
I thought of something else, if I can speak out of turn.
Sure.
Shalom reminded me when she was talking about going online to read the book. Well, I would also encourage everybody, all of us, to make some contributions on the bulletin board. We've increased the membership 150 to 300 people a day lately, and it's just climbing right through. You can see that people are reading the audiences, you know, 2,500 views on that. Some such thing as that. I've made a couple, three posts about personal experience of growth, spiritual encounters and things like that. I check them occasionally. Somebody has looked at that 288 times. Well, I know that's not just me checking. You know, I've maybe added seven or eight of those, just checking to see who's checking, if there's any comments or anything. But, you know, it's dismal. It's abysmal, the lack of our own participation there. And I know that's another thing to do, but golly, if you got a ghost story or a spirit encounter or just something that would interest folks or generate somebody else to write a comment or ask a question, then I'd say, hey, throw it up there.
Hell yes, get in on it. We're crowding 62,000 members. Right now, we have 61,934, which means we're beginning to get some readers and some commenters. We're not setting the world afire yet, but that's coming too.
And I wanted to thank Kitty for actually saying that. And Kitty, I know that that's been a drag you on that, but you know what? I do appreciate very much that you suggested that. And as soon as I get through tax season, I'll put some more questions up that are very relevant. Get involved, or I can put some questions up. Come up with answers. It's a great way to practice.
Well, it's also an opportunity to put quotes from the AED out there. You know, if you read my post on the numerology, which Bobby prompted that at the beginning of January this year, asking for a little explanation on the numerological significance of the new year, I was able to make a similarity in the procession of the way that the number energies progress to the
protocols to all living souls. It's uncanny the way that the numerology progression can overlay in the creation of a soul. Or, you know, you've given a right soul and a right consciousness and a right mind, and it just progresses to a really good overlay there. So it's opportunity also to explain a little bit of how the AED works in your life.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is all the stuff that we have. We have a lot of resources. We don't have enough people to handle all the stuff. For instance, as we were talking a while ago, someone calls in, and let's say it takes 15 minutes to answer the question. I can see a time in this before this year is out where we can have 10,000 questions a week. Now multiply that one up a little bit, and suddenly you're standing in some very deep math. You divide that up and break it down, and you're talking about 2,500 hours or almost 15 weeks for one person if they work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to answer those 10,000 questions. And we don't want to group them and answer them in vague generalities. That's what won't work. That's why these people are bouncing from church to church looking for answers that none of them have. We've got to answer the question. And then we've got to back it up. And we're going to get a hell of a lot of animosity out of the liberal press, make no mistake, because we are going to gut them from one end to the other. And we're going to take a bunch of rhino politicians in the process, because we have the unfortunate capability of ourselves, the way we're designed. You cannot separate, or mankind cannot, the politics of religion from the religion of politics. You're neck deep in both, or you don't know what in the hell is going on the other side of that coin. That's not two separate coins, that's opposite sides of the same coin. And look how long that has been that way. When the Roman Empire decided to get the hell out of government because they were always at war, they decided to become a church, but they were at war with everybody that they finally let go as kings so that they could rule the world from Rome under the divine right to rule that they enforced with the business end of a broadsword. They didn't give a damn if the kings fought among themselves, as long as the Holy Dew went to Rome. So you had a problem of the religion of the politics as much as you did the politics of the religion, until King Henry went Protestant and took the throne of England from out from under the Catholic Church, and caused I don't know how many civil wars after that over who was the most Protestant king or the most Catholic king. And of course the Catholics on one end, the Jews on the other, sat there and bled the nation dry by letting them fight. Some of those wars lasted 30 years, and one of them lasted 100 years. Can you imagine? 100-year war over religion and the politics involved. We cannot let that happen to us. We are Israel. He named his name on Ephraim and Manasseh. Then he set Ephraim ahead of Manasseh. That's us. We dare not fail. And that is where we are, my children. Are there any other questions before we settle down and have a drink of something that's much milder than water?
Milder than water?
Yes.
Well,
the water here in the South Valley's got a kick to it.
Yeah, I know, but if Brosie's up to it, she can serve pomegranate martinis any time.
Yeah, well, that would help.
But I do have a question. On this three-volume series of books, When will they be available on Amazon to purchase?
The first one will be ready as soon as the first one, volume one. We already have printed copies of it, so it's just a matter of us sending the last two pieces of clearance that they want, the sales and the author's bios. So that one technically is available right now.
Yes.
They just don't have it up. It is available right now. They just don't have it up yet.
Okay. The other question I have, those volumes that are going on Amazon, colored volumes?
The first one is. The volume two and three are going to be in black and white due to the cost.
Okay.
It's expensive to do color.
Understood. Yes, it is.
And they have this little rule that if there's one dit of color in that damn thing, the whole book is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. Yes.
So we're avoiding color as much as possible in volumes two and three, but it's mostly metaphysician information. How to do it. What works. What doesn't work. Why? See, there's a billion books on the market about spirit and metaphysics without one goddamn word of how to. And if you read 10,000 books and figure something out, it's a 98 to a 99 shot that the damn thing won't work because you don't have the right background. You got a lot of vague generalities.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the books of Nostradamus. There must be 500 books in print about Nostradamus. But Henry C. Roberts finally translated a damn thing into English and put it out, and I think it's in its bazillionth printing now. Well, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to pick up pretty much where Edward Peach left off, with one difference. We're going to teach it from the point of holy law that anybody can go check themselves. They don't have to have some priest to sprinkle holy water or anything like that over them, do their alababas in a white light in the northeast center of an abandoned graveyard when Mars is conjunct Eye of Newt and trying jackass or something, you know. We don't have any of that.
Oh, gee, Bob, you're taking all the fun out of it.
I know. Okay, are there any other questions about what we're up to? Remember, we have the video that's going up online as soon as I get the music put in it and can get it posted, and that's liable to take a day or two. We've already got volume one of the new books printed. We've got copies of it in-house. We just got to get the rest of the posting done. We've still got the AED that has this magnificent prophecy in it that we're standing right up to our goddamn eyebrows in. And when you put them all together, all the signs are there. Every one of them is there already. And part the third for the health, goodness of health, for the citizen, friend, intruder, and enemy alike. We've got to send a copy of this to Governor Brewer in Arizona. That's for the hell of it. Okay, are there any questions at all? Okay, any additional advice or comments? All right, if that's it, we've been online for about 144 minutes right now, about a 1 3/4 hours. And we can start hanging up one at a time, and we'll catch all the intruders. Ernie Quarles, it's been a pleasure having you aboard tonight, friend.
Hello, sir.
It's been great. I'm here. It's been great to have been a part. Thank you.
Well, you're quite welcome. Be sure to pass
on. One final comment, sir, if you don't mind me making.
Not at all, Coco, go.
If we could live the truth, the holy laws, to walk it,
to breathe it, to be the example. And that's all I wanted to say, sir.
Yep. It takes a while once you know what holy law is to do your copy, get familiar with it, and then you start thinking in terms of holy law. And that's when everything changes, when you start shifting to thinking in the terms of holy law. Nothing miraculous about it. It's just the way things work. You don't have to believe enough. You just got to do it. Bill, Lisa, we'll be chatting with you imminently, I suppose.
I would assume so, yes.
Yes, we will.
And for the rest of you, I bid you a fond good night. And if you'll hang up, I'll catch all the little extra bleeps and stuff, because we analyze the recordings and find out how many intruders we've had.
Well, Gerald's out. Thank you.
Good night, Gerald. Take care, my friend.
Thanks, Gerald.
Don't hang
out.
Take care.
Good night, Ernie.
Thanks, Ernie. Thanks, Patrice.
Coco out.
Good night, honey.
Thanks, Coco.
Big Dave, Little Dave out.
Good night.
Thanks, Big Dave and Little Dave.
Thank you.
Ernie out.
Good night, Ernie.
Thanks, Ernie.
Okay.
Pete out.
Good night, Pete.
Thanks, honey.
In progress.
Kitty, are you still in? Roslyn, are you still in?
Nope, I think they're all gone, but you and Diane.
Okay, call me right back so I can get that file.
Okay, honey.
Mm-hmm.